Good morning, a post-primary New York morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Of course, the primaries were yesterday statewide in New York, and you're covering the immediate region here in the capital area of New York. But, of course, there are so many results throughout the WAMC listening area and across the state. It's impossible to get them all in. We'll deal with some of the major ones.
Right. The biggest race in this area was the Democratic primary for mayor in the city of Albany. Their incumbent, Kathy Sheehan, received 6,152 votes, defeating challenger Frank Camisso Jr., who had about 3,800 votes, and Carolyn McLaughlin, who had about 1,900 votes, according to the results we checked this morning. This would be Sheehan's second four-year term in the Democratic primary in Albany for city council president. Corey Ellis was the winner with 5,737 votes. Christopher Higgins received 3,656, and Mark Robinson came in third with about 1,500 votes. In Rensselaer County, with all but one election district reporting in the Republican primary for county executive, Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin held a 2,369 vote lead over deputy county executive Christopher Meyer. McLaughlin also looks to be leading on the conservative line, 537 to 503. The county executive, Kathleen Jimeno, a Republican who's held the office for a long time, had decided not to run for re-election. Up in Fulton County, early election results from the Republican primary show that newcomer Bill Roback, a longtime city firefighter, narrowly defeated two-term incumbent mayor Dayton King by 57 votes. This is for the race for mayor in Gloversville. The pair will face off again in the general election November 7th because King will appear on the conservative line. In Milton, town board member Scott Ostrander, a former Boston Spa police officer running with the backing of the town's GOP establishment. He defeated town board member Barbara Kerr for the Republican nomination for town supervisor. That's after the current supervisor decided not to seek re-election. And in Schenectady County, the lone primary was for the Working Families Party line for the city council races. Those results won't be determined until Thursday when write-in ballots are voted. The turnout was very small in that primary, with the top vote-getter Damian Farley receiving just 36 votes.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can go to dailygazette.com to see more on the primaries and, of course, listen to this for again online at wamc.org. Judy, thanks as always.